I'm not suggesting that the answer to life is to lie down and let these people walk all over you. There are very definite ways of dealing with these matters, and we're going to go into them very deeply. But you begin to deal with them by stopping the accusations against other people, by bringing an end to preoccupying yourself with the wrongs of others and concentrating solely upon the only area in which you are sovereign and have some measure of control, meaning yourself. The question is, how did I get myself into this spot? Not how bad is what the other person is doing or how wrong can I prove he is. I don't care how bad he is or how stupid she is or how wrong they are. Those problems belong to them. My problem is how I got myself in this fix where I'm now vulnerable to them, and what is the shortest and most profitable way out of this position. Once you recognize how thoroughly independent of these people you are, you will accept reality as it is and realize how glorious it is and start using it to your advantage instead of complaining about it the way it is. And what a difference it makes upon your temper. Once you realize that no one owes you anything and apply this principle fully in your life, you will have absolutely no reason ever to lose your temper because you will never have expected what could not possibly be. So the waitress is late in serving your dinner at the restaurant. Did you base all of your evening's plans on the assumption that she would be prompt? How could you? You don't know her, and she doesn't owe you anything, and you have no way of knowing what to expect from her. To make yourself vulnerable to her promptness or lack of it is your mistake. To base all of your plans in such a way that she has to be prompt is simply putting yourself in a position where she can abuse you if she chooses to do so. Of course, her mistakes will be her problem, which she'll have to deal with. But your problem is the fact that you made yourself vulnerable to where now she has to act in a certain way for your plans to work out. So the first step in analyzing problems and situations is to recognize once and for all that each person is doing what he wants to do. They do what they want. They are. They will. That's it. That's final. Accept it. Relax and enjoy it. This is the way the world is. Don't start basing your plans and creating long-range, complicated undertakings that all involve other people doing something that has to be in accord with what you want. Instead, where other people are involved, recognize what they are as they are now, because they're going to do what they want to do. And make sure that your plan is in harmony with that, because that's the reality of the situation. Don't put yourself in a vulnerable position and then blame someone else for abusing it. The mistake that was made was your mistake in getting in that position in the first place. You have no right to anything because those who would have to respect that right just might not choose to do so, and there's no way you can make them. So eliminate from the thoughts that you bring to the situation any concept of rights, superiority, vested interest, and so forth. Instead, examine it closely to find out what the reality of the situation is, meaning those factors that are beyond your control. Who's there? What do they want? What are they trying to do? That exists. That's reality, not your standards or wishes. In terms of reality, the way it is, what is now my most profitable alternative? If I walk out onto the front porch in the morning to find out that the milk bottles have been stolen, there's only one appropriate thing to say. I allowed the milk bottles to be placed in a position where they could be stolen. Nothing else is relevant because nothing else is within my control. Do I want to wax eloquently on the fact that there are thieves in the world? Well, I can if I choose, but it isn't going to contribute anything to the situation because I've known all along that there were thieves in the world. What I must do now is to separate reality, meaning that which is beyond my control, from the things that I do control, and determine which elements fall into the category that is beyond my control and which elements fall in the category that I do control. Now, in this particular example, the reality would be that there are thieves in the world. That's out of my control. They exist, and there's nothing I can do about it. But I do control where the milk bottles are being put. If I choose to put them where the thieves who do exist can get at them, then why should I express indignation when I find that the milk bottles have been stolen? If I express indignation, what I'm really doing is saying that if I had created the world, I would have created it without thieves. This is really what I'm doing when I get upset. One other thing should be recognized here. If I had directed that the milk bottles be put on the front porch because it was more convenient for me to have them there, and if this had been going on for, say, a year, and this was the first time I'd ever lost any milk bottles, then it would be foolish, I think, to even blame myself, because